This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. In remarks, U.S. President Joe Biden says America is still facing the kind of racism and white supremacy that led to the Tulsa massacre 100 years ago.
What happened in Greenwood was an act of hate and domestic terrorism, with the through line that exists today still. Just close your eyes. Remember what you saw in Charlottesville 4 years ago on television.
May 31st and June 1st, 1921, a white mob, including some people hastily deputized by authorities, looted and burned Tulsa, Oklahoma's Greenwood District, which was referred to as Black Wall Street. As many as 300 Black Tulsans were killed, and thousands of survivors were forced for a time into internment camps overseen by the National Guard. Burned bricks and a fragment of a church basement are about all that survived today of the more than 30-block historically Black district. Israel's parliament elected labor veteran Isaac Herzog as its 11th president Wednesday, a vote that came as opposition lawmakers scrambled to forge a coalition to unseat Benjamin Netanyahu. Herzog beat former headmistress Miriam Peretz to replace President Reuven Rivlin, who was elected in 2014 to the largely ceremonial position decided by the parliament, or Knesset. Wednesday's presidential vote came as Israeli politicians from across the spectrum were holding 11th-hour negotiations to cobble together a new administration aimed at ending Prime Minister Netanyahu's 12 straight years in office. A Myanmar journalist who live-streamed his detention by junta forces was jailed for 2 years Wednesday, his employer said, as the military continues its crackdown. This is VOA News. China's chief trade envoy talked with Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen Wednesday, the Chinese government said, but gave no indication when negotiations on ending their tariff war might resume. Talking by video link, Vice Premier Liu He and Yellen discussed the economic situation, bilateral cooperation, and other issues of mutual concern, according to a Commerce Ministry statement. It gave no details. U.S. President Joe Biden, who took office in January, has yet to say what approach he will take to the conflict launched by his predecessor Donald Trump. Trump raised tariffs on Chinese imports over complaints about Beijing's industrial policy and trade surplus. Australian and North American units of the world's largest meat plants were hit over the weekend by an organized cyber attack on its information systems. Brazil's JBS said in a statement the attack caused its Australian operations to shut down Monday. The company said it was working to resolve the incident. The attack shut down operations across several Australian states, a JBS executive told an industry news website Sunday. Russia said Wednesday it was open to considering any request from the United States for help in investigating the cyber attack. A Kremlin spokesperson said he expected the issue of cyber crimes to come up during the June 16th summit in Geneva between Russian President Vladimir Putin and U.S. counterpart Joe Biden. Moderna says it is now seeking full FDA approval for its COVID-19 vaccine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
More than 124 million doses of Moderna's vaccine have already been given in the U.S. under emergency use authorization. Now the drug maker's following Pfizer in pursuing full approval for use in adults. Moderna says it has started submitting data from its large-scale vaccine studies. It's also planning to seek emergency use approval this month for use in teens. After reporting last week, the vaccine appears safe and effective in kids as young as 12. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, the World Health Organization Tuesday issued an emergency use listing for the COVID-19 vaccine made by Sinovac in adults aged 18 and over, the second such authorization it has granted to a Chinese company. A cargo ship carrying tons of chemicals sank off Sri Lanka's west coast, its Navy said Wednesday, and tons of plastic pellets have tainted the country's rich fishing waters in one of its worst ever marine disasters. Wednesday, the government suspended fishing along an 80-kilometer stretch of the island's coastline, affecting 5,600 fishing boats and hundreds of soldiers. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.